7:03. Special meeting, 7 p.m. or 7:03, Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Call to order. We're going to all stand, please, for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone. I will do a roll call. Barbara DiGennaro?
Here.
Anita Degato?
She has a conflict. She may be on later.
All right. Sarah is there. Brian Capolo?
I'm here.
Gino DiGiovanni?
I'm here.
Ron Sill? How you doing, Ron? Mr. Heider, Rob Heider?
Here.
Charles Sampson?
Present.
And Kevin Sharkey?
Here.
All right, we got a quorum. We got eight of us here. That was 3A, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak on the special meeting tonight? State your name, address for the record, please. Anybody
from Mr. Mayor, may I speak?
Mr. Leonard, yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone. David Leonard, 20 Genetti Drive, currently the fire chief for the city of Derby. There's two things. First of all, we've been working on this water tank for, I think, the better part of 3 or 4 years now. And obviously, from the standpoint of the fire department, the more water we have available in the city, the better. I last night, to remind myself of the process we've gone through, I Googled the water tank in Derby proposal, and every news article that has been written about it notes that the Derby and the Ansonia fire departments together have said we need the water tank for our firefighting capabilities. So I strongly urge the board to approve the tank. There's two reasons we need the tank. The first is obviously pressure. That the west side of town has a very old water system. We have pressure issues, especially when we have a fire. Historically speaking, we've actually had to send fire engines from other towns up to the hospital to supply them with pressure during major incidents. And it becomes a problem, especially, you know, during a fire. Summit Street area, area up there, Summit Street, Smith Street, we have water pressure problems there. Right before the water tower was proposed, we had a large fire on Summit Street. We had a lot of water problems for that fire. The other side of the coin, besides pressure, is volume. So our water doesn't freely flow into the water system. It fills tanks, and then the tanks get drained. And when they get drained, the wells refill the tanks. We have situations where when we're fighting a fire, we're using so much water that we're draining those tanks, and the wells have a hard time keeping up with. A couple of weeks ago, there was a major fire in Seymour. Our members were there. We were part of the response to that. And we actually had to shut down fighting the fire to allow those wells to refill the tanks that feed downtown Seymour. That would be a similar situation if we had another major large fire in the downtown Derby, especially on the west side. So I strongly support and urge the board to please approve the water tank from the standpoint of the fire department. If there's any questions, I would gladly answer them. But that's my, other than that, that's all I got.
Thank you, Ms. Chief. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Unmute yourself, sir. Jim, you gotta unmute yourself.
Still Hello? Muted. Am I muted?
Gino, you're on. Hang on.
Okay, sorry.
There's an individual who wants to try to get on. All right, well, he's... All right, there he goes.
We got him.
Okay. Jim Blaskowitz.
Go ahead.
Jim Blaskowitz, 55 Derby Neck Road in Derby. As a taxpayer and a former firefighter in this town, I agree with Mr. Leonard. There are water problems up here on the hill. West side, it's very rough. I just don't understand why for 4 years everybody's been fighting about this when we know there's a problem. I honestly think the problem should be just fixed. Just as a citizen of town that pays taxes, I think we should go ahead and let this work. So, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate you letting me go on here to, you know, voice my opinion. I really honestly think the board should definitely take a really deep look at this. It's a really big issue.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public would like to speak? Anyone else from the public would like to speak?
Mayor, may I?
Yes, Ms. Capone, absolutely.
April Capone, I'm actually a resident of North Haven, 105 Quinnipiac Avenue, North Haven, so I'm not a resident of Derby. I am Director of Public Affairs at the Regional Water Authority, and I just want to thank everyone here for their service in coming together tonight to work on this issue. You've heard the fire chief and town residents talk about the importance of fire safety. Also for public health, you know, the redundancy in the water system is important for Griffin Hospital. And the reason why this is timely and so important right now is because we all know about supply chain issues and inflation. We have a contractor who is not going to hold their price forever. We really have a very short window to get this done. And the longer we wait every day, the price goes up. And, you know, RWA is a not-for-profit. Those costs get passed on to all of our ratepayers, of which I'm one as well in North Haven. So I thank you for taking the time to do this at a special meeting and to do this tonight. And just want to thank everyone for their service.
Thank you, Ms. Capone. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Barbara DeGeniro, 51 Pagasset Road. I would just like to make two statements now so that when we get to the items, I would ask if Attorney Kokinos could indicate whether or not we need to have a public hearing per Connecticut State Statute 7-163E, subsection A. I don't believe we ever had a public hearing on all the years I've been on the board to the point that we're at now for the actual sale, lease, and transfer. So that's one item. And secondly, perhaps for edification, Attorney Kokinos could explain to those that are on from the public the exchange of the properties. And I'm not sure, I was not at last month's meeting, but if I'm unsure if it was explained as to why there's an exchange of properties as it relates to the Regional Water Authority and our MOU and the lease and all that. So that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. DeGeniro. Anybody else from public like to speak? Anybody else? Third and last call. All right, thank you. I'm going to close the public portion right now. We're going to go to number four, discussion, possible action on amendment to the agreement between the City of Derby and Amadio Durante and Carmenelia Durante, RE purchase of parcel number 5-6121 in the City of Derby. Have a motion.
Mayor, before we get to the motion, I just have a question for Dennis. But Dennis, first of all, thank you
We have a motion first, second, so we can discuss this, please. Can I have a motion so we can discuss?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
I'll second it.
Well, I'm sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Dennis, first, thank you for sending the summary of everything that's gone on, in the past few years. I think that was very helpful. But there were a couple of questions in my email that I don't see the responses to, and I just may be missing them. I asked in the my April 27th email also to provide us with a copy of the request to DEEP, to which they responded in the letter dated March 7th, 2022. What was actually asked to them, you know, in you know, that prompted that response. I see the reference to the 1989 grant, but I didn't see anything with respect to that 1935 deed restriction or the Connecticut statute 47-2, which came up. And then in that same vein, I asked about the Connecticut statute 47-2 that Mrs. McAvoy referred to in her letters of August 29th, 2021 and April 5th, 2022, and what impact it would have on the overall transaction. Particularly, does the city face any problems as it relates to the application of this law if the project receives a favorable vote from this board? If it's here, just let me know. I just don't see it in.
I'll explain why it's not. Give me a second. So I'm gonna get all those questions in order and very, very quickly and succinctly. Public hearing was done June 6, 2019. So that answers Barbara's question. The properties were acquired because of open space, initially open space issues, that I was not representing the town at the time, but I was informed that the reason the properties were being purchased were for access and for open space issues. The request from DEEP, I cannot find the initial request from DEEP. I think that might be because I was working in conjunction with RWA Council. So the initial request might have gone from RWA Council. I did find many emails back and forth on the transaction with Mr. Hoskins and also the ultimate person from DEEP who gave us our ultimate opinion, but it wasn't specific to your request, which was the initial request. So I can tell you that the initial request by RWA Council and I was contemplated to be a partial release of the restrictions in the grant. What happened was that as DEEP looked at it, they realized that the grant was not affecting the property, therefore a release was unnecessary, and that's why they provided that letter. And again, as I explained in the last meeting, that letter was provided to title company, RWA's title company and mine, and they were both accepted. And as far as the reason I didn't go into great detail on the applicability of the statutes, respectfully, Sarah, it's because me going through that would have basically been rewriting the briefs on appeal that were already dismissed, the appeal which was already dismissed. So the applicability of that statute and any inability for the town, the city to enter into this transaction was already contemplated in the appeal, went to the land use court. Judge Berger dismissed the appeal. Certification of the Supreme Court was requested by the applicant, which was denied. So the issues that you're asking for on those deed restrictions and the statute, those were all heavily briefed already with the appellate court and the appellate court, the land use court, and the land use court dismissed it.
Okay, so there will be no legal repercussions or implications based on that 1935 deed restriction or the Connecticut state statute 47-2. Yeah,
so I'm not going to say no, because somebody can try to refile something if they would like. It would be a defense of res judicata, which would mean that this issue was already adjudicated by the court. And I cannot say that somebody will not file something. Somebody could try to file anything they want. But it would be dismissed by the court. In addition, again, I just want to reiterate that any and all restrictions on this property would have shown up on the title search, and the title insurance companies have both vetted it, both for RWA and my Old Republic, my title insurance company, and both are willing and able to write title insurance policies on it.
Okay. Any other questions?
Dennis, the restriction, the rights. Actually, they show up in the proposed schedule. So the 1935 and 1934 deed restrictions and easement reservations, those go with the properties being sold subject to those, correct?
The answer is that if they are being sold subject to, it does not affect the use of the property as a water tank, because those issues were tried to be brought up at appeal. I don't know what RWA's policy looks like, and I was just ready to finish up my policy, but we didn't go through. We had a closing date set the day after our last meeting. So I haven't looked exactly at the policy. If they could take subject to it, I mean, they may, but the issue is that the appellate court has determined that it's not applicable, you know? So I don't know the answer to that question, but either way, you know, it's not an issue, because again, you know, we were waiting, and well, there was one person in the public who was asking why it was 4 years, and I can understand that question. And just so I can kind of explain for the public who's listening, is that, you know, the city of Derby and the RWA were really all, from my history looking at this, we're all really ready to go, identified the need, knew it was an issue, knew it would be a complicated transaction, but worked together to get that done. And then there was an appeal brought to the land use court. And what happens is there's a zoning application for the use of the tank that was brought by the RWA. There was an appeal. And when there's in a zoning appeal, it doesn't go an appeal from the zoning commission doesn't go to the appellate court. It goes to the land use court, which is a superior court. And then that superior court made their decision dismissing the appeal, finding that there was no merit to it. And then the applicant, whoever brings that appeal, is able to ask the Supreme Court to relook at it, look at it again and say, hey, look, the Superior Court did something wrong. Obviously, the initial appeal took quite some time. There was COVID in between. And then the petition for cert took somewhere around 6 or 7 months, which was longer than normal because, again, because of COVID. So, you know, there was an active appeal, which delayed the process. So just so if the public's wondering why it took so long, that's certainly the reason. And in the fact that it's a complicated transaction, the lawyers had to get together to make sure that everything, all the ducks are in a row.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, hearing none, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm sorry, I couldn't unmute myself. I'm sorry, it's Barbara.
Okay.
I'll
go again. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Barbara.
Okay, we'll do a roll call. Ms. DeGennaro?
No.
Ms. Wodonski?
No.
Okay, Mr. Coppola?
Yes.
Mr. DiGiovanni?
Yes.
Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Hyder?
Yes.
Mr. Sampson?
Yes.
And Mr. Sharkey?
Yes.
Okay. The 6-2 in favor. Thank you. Number five, discussion, possible action on amendments to agreements between the City of Derby and St. Peter and Paul Ruthenian Greek Catholic Church, reason purchase of parcel number 9-84 in the City of Derby. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I make a motion that we agree to the amendment between the City of Derby and St. Peter and Paul Ruthenian Greek Catholic Church, RE, the purchase of parcel number 9-84 in the City of Derby.
I have a second.
Second, Rob.
Okay, any discussion? All right, hearing none.
Mr. Mayor, if I may just also just reiterate, just state for the public that these amendments are simply to extend the closing date. We're already under contract. It's really form over substance at this point. I just felt it necessary to just thought it was a good idea to make sure that we had a consistent contract that showed that we were within the time to do the closing. You know, opposing counsel are obviously ready to close as well. So I just wanted to point that out. And that's the same with the MOU as well.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye,
Barbara.
So it's just Barbara and Sarah Okay, so I won't go through a call again. Six to two. All right, thank you. Number six, discussion possible action on third amendment of memorandum of understanding between the Regional Water Authority and the City of Derby. I have a motion.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I make a motion that we move to approve the third amendment of the memorandum of understanding between the Regional Water Authority and the City of Derby.
All right, do I have a second?
Second, Rob.
Any discussion?
Dennis, I just want to ask you again, and I know you answered the question, but the hearing that was in 2019 was probably before a lot of the particulars happened. So we don't need to have another public hearing.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. What?
Oh my! I'm sorry. My voice isn't that good here. When I mentioned that about the public hearing, and you indicated we had a public hearing in 2019, we may have, I don't recall it, but
yeah, I'm looking
but
at
a lot minutes. Of the terms have changed, but you know, the terms and, you know, have a lot of things have changed with, you know, the particulars and getting it final, but so we don't need another hearing.
So I'm looking at the minutes of this. So the minutes from that meeting directly right now, that meeting, public hearing had the entire memorandum of understanding in it. In that memorandum of understanding, it states that the city is going to purchase these properties. Okay, so that was up for discussion. There was public debate. There's people who came who were opposed to the purchase of the properties for the use of this tank. So within these minutes includes the entire MOU, and that MOU outlines the entire purchase of all these properties as well as easements. So the only thing that's changed was the alleviation of the need of the RWA to do a parking lot. And then in return, the city got $90,000 because it was contemplated that, you know, the RWA was going to have to put out money to do that parking lot. We were going to get a benefit and therefore no longer needed it. So we didn't think it was ultimately fair that, you know, we didn't get what we bargained for and the city didn't get, you know, its parking lot. So in lieu, we got the $90,000, which was close to what the construction cost would have been. So that's really the only thing that's changed. The concept of us purchasing these properties has never changed. The identification of them, who owns them, that's always been consistent. And also within these, in the MOU, this MOU gave the RWA some authority to negotiate that purchase and sale agreement because of the price, because RWA was paying the price. So the only reason there wasn't specific purchase and sale agreements there is because RWA didn't negotiate the price. But this MOU was authorizing the city to purchase these properties. So
just want to make sure.
All right, thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Just Chair, Sarah? Okay. So that is 7-1 approved. All right, number seven, discussion possible action on the fourth amendment of MOU between the regional discussion and possible action on water authority in the city of Derby.
Hang on a second, Dennis. You're jumping the gun here, brother. Mr. Mayor, at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Fourth Amendment of Memorandum of Understanding between the regional discussion against the Regional Water Authority and the City of Derby.
Okay. Yeah, it was a typo there. All right. Can I have a second?
Second, Rob.
Thanks, Rob. Any discussion? Dennis? If you
want to
jump in?
Yeah, just again, for clarification, the reason that there's two MOUs that are amendments is that there was a necessity to extend the time to do the transaction that was done, that was signed by the RWA. That was the third amendment. And the fourth amendment is to get it to the end of May so we can do the closing. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
All right, 7-1 again. All right, number eight, discussion possible action on temporary construction easement, church property.
So moved, Ron.
Second, Snow. Charlie Sampson.
Charlie, discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
All right, 7-1. Number nine, discussion, potential action upon ground lease between the City of Derby and the Regional Water Authority. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Rob.
Second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
7-1. All right. Number 10, discussion possible action, WPCA capital lien fee regarding 75-75 Chatfield Street. A motion?
Don't move, Charlie Sampson.
Second?
Second, Brian Capullo.
Okay, can I ask what are we trying to do here?
Yeah, so Barbara, what occurred is the title search got updated because it was a bit old, and when we updated the titles, or actually I should say when RWA updated the title search, there was a capital lien fee that was there from the WPCA that wasn't there before. I guess what's happened is RWA's title insurance company has requested that that's paid off so they don't have to take an exception to the policy. And also so it's consistent with the lease, because the lease does have some representations that the property is not encumbered. And they're getting a leasehold, a title policy. And so they want the title insurance company has requested that be eliminated, or that they take an exception on it. The way that I looked at it is that there are funds coming to the city. This is something that the city's going to have to pay anyways. So if there's authorization from the board, I'll simply distribute at closing and make the payoff of that capital lien fee so it goes away. And I'm looking to see if I have the exact amount.
Well, I think we got it in our packet. When the lien amount was put on, and I actually didn't write down the number, but we have 12, the city has 12 liens that are all our city properties that the fees aren't being paid to WPCA, which I find appalling. So we're going to pay one, and we got 11 more, including, the high school, Hatcher's Hose, Irving, the Board of Ed, 35 Fifth Street. So, my point is here is that if we're going to pay this, and obviously when you have a closing, you have to pay off a lien. We have other liens that are on right now on the books that the city hasn't paid.
Mr. Mayor, if I may,
this
is a long-standing discussion between the WPCA and the city as it relates to paying each other back and forth. And I believe Attorney Marino there's been a long-standing dispute, let's say, between whether we're going to pay a department head. And I know Mr. Walsh on WPCA has strong feelings on it just from listening to these meetings. So this actually probably is more complicated than it appears, because to Ms. DeGennaro's point, that's not the only lien. It's on basically every property in the city, including the schools. For the sewer bills and the capital fee.
And Mr. Mayor, I'm Charlie Sampson. I'm going to echo those sentiments. I don't understand how the city charges the city. And I think that in future meetings, this needs to be worked out.
We've been working on it. It seems bizarre to me too, sir. Any other discussion? Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I give the floor to Mark first.
Just because it's unclear from the agenda, what is the action that it says discussion and possible action, but what is the action that is contemplated?
It's seeking authority to pay off the lien from the $90,000 proceeds. I was unaware of any dispute between the city and WPCA on payment of this, but obviously in normal course, it's a lien that's paid off. I thought I needed to ask for permission because I believe that it's not required to be paid off in full. I believe the capital lien fee can be paid off over time. So I thought it would be appropriate for me to ask permission to make a full payoff, before. And then also because RWA's counsel has requested that, it be paid off because again, her title insurance company has requested of her that it be paid off. So they can issue a leasehold title insurance policy.
Dennis, our capital fee is paid. We don't have, it's not assessed over years. So every year we get an actual fee. So
understood.
The bill comes once a year. It's not a 10-year assessment, 20-year assessment. Technically, it's from the referendum to be paid in a year's period of time, but it's paid twice a year, like the sewer use bill.
Okay, so that $2,056 is paid twice a year, Barbara, is what you're telling me?
That could have been, I don't know what that exact parcel was, if that's the dollar amount it was, but it might have the interest on it. It would be once a year, two times a year. So, a single family home pays twice a year. No, once a year, I'm sorry, 135.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Twice
because
a year.
The lien I'm looking at has 257s, a lot of 257s for other residents.
Right, that's the year amount, right,
yeah.
Single family. Right.
So that $2,056 is presumably more than 1 year.
Yeah. And what it's 7375 Chaffield Street. I think the high school goes by 75 Chaffield Street. So if it's the actual high school bill, the building's bill, I don't know. That might be something you want to clarify.
And also too, just to remind the board, there's another motion in one of the amendments that you did pass that specifically restricted the $90,000 for the maintenance of the open space.
Okay, so the motion currently standing on the floor right now, Mark, is?
Well, the motion was to say yes to number 10. That was basically
discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, discussion
to release the WPCA capital lien fee regarding 7375 Chaffield Street. Is that what
it was actually, I think it was to pay it, because if you want to release the lien, which is another way that you could go, you'd have to get the WPCA to do that.
Okay.
You don't have the authority to release that lien.
So to pay the WPCA capital lien fee regarding 7375 Chaffield Street, that's the motion that I seconded.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I can, if the clerk has advised that the $90,000 has already been, earmarked, then I think that the issue is just it could be paid by other funds from the town. Then it shouldn't come from the $90,000. If in fact the board decides it wants to pay it, if it doesn't, because of whatever the ongoing dispute is, I can't tell you that it would hold up the closing or not. I mean, it's a small issue. It's just a matter of fact that I guess RWA's counsel's title policy is going to have to take an exception to that. Again, we're going to be the title owner, so I would hope that RWA doesn't have an issue with that, because again, it's our lien. The only issue is that the lease talks about assuring that there are no encumbrances. So look, I don't want the tail to wag the dog. So, the board can make whatever decision it wants on this one. I wasn't aware of the long history of a dispute on this.
I think we should make sure too, that it's not connected to the actual physical building of the high school or the middle school, and it showed up on the title search connected to this piece of property. I mean, they are ultimately on that original parcels from when the deeds came into the city. So I mean, maybe we could hold off until we have clarification.
I would say this.
That we know.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. I don't think it's going to you know, just kill our closing if we table this item to get some further information. You know, the only issue, if I normally did that, I would hold some money in escrow just pending. So I'd have to work that out. But again, it's a small lien. I think that if RWA Council and I work together, we hopefully can work that out. And it should.
We have a meeting next week, don't we? We have a regular meeting next week, so it could be addressed again. So.
And reality too, if RWA does say that they're okay with taking an exception on the title policy for that capital lien fee, then there's really nothing to come back to report for you guys anyways, because it's just a matter of us figuring it out. And it's, you know, you're going to have to deal with your long-standing issue with WPCA, but I don't think it'll hold up the closing, or you'll need anything even additional from me. So it's fine. And I think if it's the pleasure of the board to table the item, I don't think that it's going to hold up our closing.
So I will make a motion within my motion to postpone this discussion or this item until our next regular meeting to ensure that the fees regarding the WPCA lien are identified on the property that the Regional Water Authority is attempting to build on.
We had a second on that.
I'll second that motion to postpone. Good on the motion to postpone, Charlie, instead of table.
Absolutely.
What's the difference? No different. Really no difference, Bob.
No.
Well, it is. What we get
semantics, Barb. Semantics.
It is semantics.
And table, you never come back to it. Postpone. At least we got to address this. This is good. All right. So it's postponed to the regular meeting. Thank you.
And I just,
we need a vote.
Mr. Mayor, before you, I would just, Dennis, could you just please just clarify on that one? And then, I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, for cutting you off. Go ahead.
So I actually called before this. I called because when I had an issue too, I didn't know if that lien was appropriately placed. So I did call, the collector for WPCA, Marcy, and she did look it up and confirm that it was, part of the high school property there, and that it was a valid lien there. So, and that's when I prompted to say, okay, it's something that we might have to pay, and that the board may want to contemplate paying it from the proceeds. But again, wasn't aware of the longstanding dispute. So. No, I don't want to stick my nose where it doesn't belong.
We got 7 days to figure it out.
Thank you, Dennis. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 8-0. All right. Number 11, discussion and possible action on authorizing the mayor to execute any and all closing documents necessary to finalize the transaction concerning parcel number 5.5-6, 121, parcel number 9-84 in the South Central Regional Water pursuant to the MOU. Can I have a motion?
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
Second, Rob.
All right, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Who is that?
Sarah.
Okay, 7-1. Sounds good. All right. I thank everyone. Looks like we're pushing Derby continue going forward. We're going to number 12.
Motion to adjourn, 7:42.
Second, Charlie Sampson, Mr. Sill.
Excellent. Thank you all for showing up tonight. Derby's moving forward. I appreciate it.